Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Now we're cooking. We just recorded an entire intro and then deleted it.
It was really bad.
Yeah, and there was a fly, a mutant fly.
And like we couldn't figure out the mic and we had zero energy. We were very drab, very blasé.
We were very blasé and that's not what we're going for here. So no. We're going to try it again.
What's up, listeners?
We're at episode 13.
Can't believe it. I said lucky 13, and you were telling me that there's no 13s.
Oh, yeah. In hotel rooms, or in the hotels, it goes from floor 12 to 14.
Yeah, I know that, but does it really? Because if you think about it, it's really technically floor 13.
Right, but
they just don't.
They don't have the number.
Yeah.
Which is really interesting.
People are really that superstitious about
floor
13.
Yeah, I think that's weird.
Yeah.
Because I would just be superstitious now if I was on floor 14.
What if you are at your next hotel? Are you going to panic?
No, I always stay in like cheap-ass two-floor hotels.
Yeah. Yeah, I do too.
And then I'm always on the first one. I'm always by the elevator and you're just like...
This or is... the ice machine.
Yeah, that too. Also, I'm laughing right now because, well, we're recording from my basement, listeners. So if it sounds a little different, that's why.
You're welcome.
Hotter than balls outside.
It literally is...
My house is like 85 degrees, so the basement is nice.
I got in my car yesterday at 10 o'clock, and it said it was 96 degrees outside.
And you don't have air.
No, I don't have air in my car, in my apartment, in my life, anywhere.
But what I'm laughing at right now is, so we're in a new spot. We're using Apple TV on the smaller television, and I'm looking up at it. And it's that beautiful display of images that Apple shows you.
That's like, what mine does.
But why? Where do those images come from, and can you change them?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes, for a while, I had, like, pictures from my phone show up on my screensaver.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know. I forgot how to do it, though. So it, like, disappeared one day.
Some, like, inappropriate person has, like, dick pics.
Well, no, it happened, like, not inappropriate, but, like, embarrassing photos, yeah. Like, showed up. But luckily, I live alone, but I was like, I don't want that photo on there. So
yeah, no,
maybe that's
weird.
Why I turned it off. But I think you can do, like, other ones. Like, it doesn't just have to be penguins and lions that you're staring at. I think you can do, like, other nature scenes.
We should do Gray's photos.
Well, that's a good idea. But how often are we going to be sitting here watching the screensaver
you know,
on an
summer
Apple TV?
Summer is young, kind
yeah.
of. Actually, I think it's
like
middle-aged.
It's middle-aged. It's halfway through summer. It's halfway through.
I'm not feeling great about it.
I'm not either.
I feel like I haven't enjoyed it yet, and that stresses me out.
Mm. Well, what are you doing later? You want to go enjoy some summer?
That's a thing. It's like I'm out of town every weekend, and I'm just look at my phone on Saturdays and see you at the beach and just hate everything.
I do go to the beach every Saturday. I'm going this Saturday again.
See,
I'm sorry.
It's like there's a dark part of me that wants it to rain on Saturday.
I think it's supposed to. So I hate you. And if it does, you're using your black magic on me, and I don't appreciate it.
It's supposed to rain by me, too, and it's someone's wedding, so I hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to bring to attention one funny fact about this moment.
Okay.
It's about you.
That's fine.
But can you tell it?
Oh, about what happened today? Yeah, I came over here to watch and record and eat dinner, and I walked in and I said, Abby, I forgot two things. I said, I forgot a notebook to write my notes in. She's like, okay. I was like, and I also forgot to put on underwear, so I do not have any underwear on right now.
I should have. I was thinking about offering you some, but like, I wouldn't want to wear some.
I mean, I feel free. I feel fine. Right. I don't really like. I never wear bras when I'm except at work. But I had on like this skort that like
the
pretty much has
one.
Yeah built-in underwear, and then I decided I didn't feel like wearing that, so I just like threw a dress on over it, like a baggy dress,
right.
Slipped it off, like the skort off. And I was, like, kind of running late, so I just grabbed all my things, and I ran the car, and I was, like, 3 minutes away, and I was like, holy shit, I don't have underwear on.
I did that with a bra when I taught a little workshop here in Grand Rapids, and it was a shirt that I didn't really need one because it has all this embroidery on it. Mm-hmm. Did I already talk about this on the podcast?
No, I don't think so.
Well, it has all this embroidery, but you know, like when you're a little kid and you wear sweatshirts with embroidery, the backside of the embroidery is like rough.
Oh, and it like hurts your nipples?
It chafed my nipples, and for like a week, one of them was like completely raw. And I was like, is this what breastfeeding feels like?
Probably.
Yeah.
I would love to know.
I understand forgetting items of clothing. Also, yeah, I totally don't wear underwear either. Like when I'm home, I'll wear shorts.
Yeah. And like just sweat. But it's different when you're going to your friend's house.
Is this TMI, listener?
Well, but it's different when you're going to your friend's house. And I have a dress on. It's not just sweatpants. Like I have a straight up dress on with no underwear.
And you're like sitting. I'm always, it's always like.
And I'm sitting cross-legged.
Yeah. And I'm sitting cross-legged. And I'm just like, I'm sorry.
Well, it's fine because it's a long dress. It's like a really ridiculous, hideous like boho muumuu.
I like it.
Thank you. It has swirly doos on it.
It does have swirly doos.
Hey, have you seen?
Oh my God, not in real life. Guys, listeners, I am looking at Bree's tattoo right now. It is new.
And I got
it is beautiful. Days ago.
Thank you. It's a sun, a moon, and an eye.
I love the tiny little marks.
Yeah.
Also, I'm super impressed with how circular his circle is.
Yeah, he did a great job.
He freehand that, baby?
Well, I mean, he did like...
How do you feel? Do you like it?
I love it. It's the best thing ever. I already scheduled another appointment for my next two in October. Did it hurt? No, not really, because I have one on my ribs, and that one hurt a lot more.
So you just, yeah.
Than on my arm, so...
No, I love it. Yeah. Oh, I love it on that you did it on the same arm as your bird.
Yeah, I'm really happy.
You are just so tatted.
I'm so tatted. I have three tats, guys, and one of them's visible. Whoa.
I have three tats also.
Oh, my gosh.
One is backwards. Never tell you which one.
I'm going to have five in October because he's doing two on the same time.
Two?
Yeah, because they're small, and he was like, it's worth your money to do two at the same time. Wow. Yeah. I'm just going to be a tat queen.
Do you think any of the Grays cast has tattoos?
I think, doesn't Burke have, I was going to say, doesn't the cast, don't they all have one together, but I'm thinking of Lord of the Rings, so that's completely
I was like,
different.
Wow, what would it be?
No, like,
a scalpel?
Lord of the Rings, it's an elvish word or something they all have, I think like nine or something for like the nine people in the fellowship.
Oh.
Why do I know this?
I don't know, but I like that you know it.
Oh, I know why I know this, because of Orlando Bloom,
right,
I know everything
say,
about Orlando Bloom.
Because I know everything.
Because he's my one true love.
He is, it's true.
Yeah. I don't know. I wonder. I bet Derek Shepherd or like
I don't know.
Patrick.
I just Patrick.
Wait, doesn't Jesse Williams? Is that his name?
I'm sure he has some.
Yeah,
he's so cute.
He is so cute. Oh my gosh, I looked at his Instagram today, and I don't know. I'm assuming it was his daughter. He has kids, right?
I don't know.
Or maybe he has
maybe
nieces or something. Someone. But there was a picture posted of a little girl in a Moana costume.
Oh, brilliant!
And he was like. Represent or something.
All of the episodes that we've recorded are blending together because I feel like we did talk about Moana.
We did talk about Moana
like twice.
Yeah.
Okay, so it doesn't need to be.
That's why I brought it up.
Right. we also need to think of a new interim conversation to have instead of dangerous animals.
Instead of dangerous animals. Yeah.
So you got to start thinking. Maybe
except,
Lord of the Rings facts.
Okay, I'll do Lord of the Rings facts.
Orlando Bloom facts.
This come, but. It's, well, I'm trying not to do, like, time because you guys will hear this later, but coming soon is Shark Week.
Oh.
And so maybe I can just pick up a whole bunch of facts about sharks.
That would be fun. Just
and then
use
just,
them?
Yeah, for a while.
Just research. Your assignment is to watch Shark Week.
Yeah.
I'm down with that.
But I'll also do Lord of the Rings.
I should think, what well, I could, I always
you could do Harry Potter. Potter.
Right. But I
or
just.
Or Shameless.
Which, speaking of which, is the, this past week, it'll be a couple weeks ago, was the. 10 years since the last Harry Potter book
hey,
came out.
I saw something online, and was this fake news about...
About the books?
Yeah.
I haven't looked into it yet, and my two, like, real sources have not said anything
okay.
yet.
Okay.
So I think it's something different, and the news turned it into something crazy. I feel like Donald Trump right now, and what he probably feels like. Actually, I don't know what I'm saying. But anyways, I don't know if it's fake news yet or not, but something is in the news.
About Harry Potter and books.
Right. It's not like a news story. It's like an encyclopedia of facts.
Oh, but that'd be cool to have.
Right. We've been asking JK for an encyclopedia for years. So
oh,
we'll
we have.
See. We have. Oh. Yes, me and all of my my clan. So we'll see. Why is there not a Grey's Anatomy book yet?
What would be in it?
Can you imagine if these were books? They'd probably be so boring. Like the surgery part, you'd be like,
clamp.
You'd be like, what are these words?
Yeah, it would probably be very, well, Grey's Anatomy is a book.
Oh, right.
Grey's Anatomy.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I think so.
I know what you're talking about, like the big book of terms.
Yeah, talk to the people while I look it up. Talk to the people.
Here's the deal. You know when you just have a day sometimes where you're just feeling blasé? The second time we've used that word. That's how I'm feeling today. So I feel like it's very interesting how the mood that you are in affects how you see an episode also, I just want to say.
Mm-hmm. Preach, and, sister.
Right now, let's see, what's another fact I can say? I have zero facts. I'm not good at this. I'm panicking.
Grey's Anatomy.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Great.
Descriptive and
right, it's
surgical.
Like all the...
Yeah. Yeah, it's called Grey's Anatomy.
Interesting. Wonder where they got the title from.
I have no idea.
Which came first, Grey's Anatomy or Grey's Anatomy?
Grey's Anatomy. I betcha. I betcha.
Okay, who are we?
This is not great. We're in such a weird mood. I didn't even like write that many notes
Me
down.
Either. Was it because I was in the mood and you joined in the mood?
I felt a little, like, my blood sugar was a little low before
I
left.
That's how I feel.
And then, like, we ate BLT. I don't know. I just, like, I don't think we've had enough wine, quite frankly. Should we take a quick break and, like, take a shot of tequila?
No, that would be bad. Let's just take a, ready, guys? Everyone, all you listeners, take your glasses, put them to your lips.
I'm going to drink this whole thing.
And now, drink your wines. Chugging wine is like...
Abby has like two sips gone out of her glass and my glass is almost gone.
I am two glasses ahead of you.
Oh.
When I said I had one with my dad, I meant two. and they pour them large at the Winchester.
And I meant two. I meant
especially
three.
When you
I meant
the,
a bottle.
Especially when you go in the afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
Because
no one
like,
gives a shit.
No, they're like, ah, here you go.
Yeah.
And so then I was just left. It always happens. I'm like in this mode and it's 4 p.m. And I'm like, now where can I go?
Yeah.
And there's like only a chocolate store next door.
I hated that you texted me while I was working. You were like, skip work and come to Winchester. I'm like, you goddamn bitch. You are.
I like doing that to you because... In my head, it makes me, like, I just want you to know that I wish that you would be there.
I appreciate that.
But really, it's very bitchy of me.
No, please keep doing it, because I like to be thought of.
I did it the other day, too. Oh, we should tell, okay, guys, listeners, today, this is weird. I had a little thing happen yesterday, and I wasn't feeling great, and at the same time, Bree had checked in on me last night, and then today, we sent a text.
Mm-hmm.
I was typing to her. It's really weird. I feel great today. Like, that's the message I was going to send. And as I was typing it, a text from her came in that said, how are you feeling today? And I seriously, like, I screamed.
Yeah, I was at work. I told my coworker about it.
I was hoping you believe me that I was actually typing it to
you. Well, no, because when I hit, like, send, like, yours came right in.
It
was, like, immediate that, like, they both showed up on the screen at
the
same time.
It was so weird.
Yeah, it was really, really weird. I was like, our energy is connecting. Because the weird thing is, too, I had thought about texting you that earlier, and then I got, like, busy at work for a second. And so then, like, I came back to it, and I was like, oh, I gotta text Abby. And it was at the same time.
It was really weird. Like, I've had that happen where, like, it's relatively close. Or, like, they text me and I go, oh, my God, I was just going to text you.
Yeah, but
never,
the
like,
same
where I did.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah. It was bizarre. And I just felt it was like a beam of light.
Yeah. We're just super connected.
Yeah. So, anyways, so this podcast is clearly not quite as connected.
It's okay. They can't all be fabulous.
That's true. They can. But, I feel like I just want to say...
I'm going to blame it on the weather,
we always
man.
Say this at the end, and I'm going to say this in the beginning now, too, before we get... Right, because I think we should get into the episode, is that...
Do we have to even talk about it?
We'll just end it now. I do want to say to everyone, please make sure that you follow us on Instagram at the On Call Room Pod, and also then you from there you can get to our link, our Facebook listener group, which is the On Call Room Listener Squad.
Yep.
Because it's been really great having awesome conversation there. And we don't usually announce that till the end. And now I want to say it in the beginning.
Well, and a couple episodes ago that we put out, we had really great conversation in the Facebook group about things. And I found out, want to do a shout out to Sonia about that article she found about how Richard and Derek know each other.
Yes.
Thank God, because it's really been bothering me. So thanks for looking that up and posting it.
Yeah, and you can. We're not even going to tell you what the answer is because you need to just join the group and then you can see the answer for yourself.
If you do join the group, though, too, please answer our questions because you can just, whatever. You don't have to, like, you don't have to write very long answers, but why do we have those? So we know you're not a robot?
Oh, yeah, like the three. Yeah, just so that, because we don't want any bots joining our group.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, what's your favorite character? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
When did you cry the hardest?
Yeah, because we've had some of you ask to join, but then have, like, forgotten to answer the question.
And then I click the button that says remind
them. Yeah.
And I probably annoy the shit out of you, so thanks for that.
Just
but it's really fun. I feel like we have a little community, and I love it.
Yeah, and it's just growing and growing, and you got to be a part of it. You should be a part of it if you're not a part of it.
You should also just not wear underwear when you listen to this.
Yeah, just take off your underwear, take off your bra.
Pour yourself a glass of wine.
Or tequila, or coffee with Kahlua. And you can only listen to this while drinking alcohol. Because it will make it that much better.
Because the reason is because we're not great at this, and so we need you to soften the blow. Just kidding. Okay, so can I just say right off the bat that, first of all, Karev was so Seattle in his plaid shirt in the opening scene.
I don't remember that.
It was in the bar. I love bar scenes.
I do, too.
I kind of wish that Gray's was just in the bar.
That was all it was?
Because I like seeing them not. It's, like, very exciting when they're not at the hospital.
Yeah, and they're wearing their everyday clothes.
Right, and Karev was wearing
sometimes it's fun when they're in the locker room in their everyday clothes.
Ooh, yes, yes.
You know?
Yeah. But Karev was just, like, so Seattle, and it was weird, because I had a moment at the beginning, I was like, oh, Karev is cute, and then I literally said to you out loud halfway through, he looks like a dinosaur.
You don't think he's cute?
No, I do, but sometimes he has moments where he's not. I just can't pinpoint it.
I just think about him all the time as the character from The Wedding Planner.
See, Massimo. I can't. Does he have an accent?
Yeah, it's so bad.
I can't even picture him in that.
Oh, I can.
I don't want to watch it. I don't want to be spoiled.
Please watch it.
No, I can't.
Okay. Well, think about it.
I just can't.
And it's Jennifer Lopez and Matthew McConaughey. So
and I know he puts his hand on the rock penis. The peni gets stuck. That's like all I remember from that movie.
Yeah.
Isn't that all there is? Is that Made
that's
in Manhattan or is that different?
No, that's a different movie. Made in Manhattan is a different movie.
They all seem the same.
They are all the same.
Maybe we should do this one a little different and like just really talk about the moments that we liked the most.
Yeah, I want to
because
I
don't feel like going through
on, yeah.
This will be more fun.
Okay.
How about we just go back and forth and then we can comment on things.
Okay, but before we do, I just want to do the title. It's season 2, episode 4, and it was called Deny, 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 I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which was accurate.
Oh, what do you mean?
The whole episode was about denial.
Oh, yeah, they have another fucking theme again.
Yeah, like, I don't feel like in current shows the theme is, well, we don't know the titles, but, like, I just feel like these ones are like, oh, this one's about enough is enough.
Yeah.
This one's about denial. Like,
yeah, and, like, let's throw in the word denial 15 times in the episode so you really understand
and even,
it.
Like, every single patient story had to do with denial.
Every single one of them.
Right. So I feel like take it down a notch, Grace.
Shonda,
we are smarter
really
than this.
Shoving it down our throat.
But, yeah, it was, and we'll look up the goofs and all that afterwards, but it was just very obvious.
Yeah. Okay, so.
Yeah, we've had, like, the Faith episode.
Yeah,
they're very themed. I don't know how I feel about it.
I really liked the Enough is Enough episode.
Yeah, that one was good. That one wasn't too in your face.
No, and I just felt like I caught on to it, and I was really proud of myself.
Right,
one I was a little irritated.
It was.
Here's the thing, though. This is like one of my favorite episodes, but I don't like this episode. It's only one.
Wait, listen.
But wait, let me just finish that. But this is one of my favorite episodes only because of, like, the last couple scenes.
Right.
Like, the rest of it just kind of irritates me.
You're just waiting for the end part to happen.
Yeah. But when the end part happens, like, I feel really good.
Yeah, totally. GGBs a little bit.
Yeah. A little GGBs. But you know Christina's my girl.
I know. And we learn a lot about Christina.
Yeah. Yeah.
We see a whole different side of her.
and the same side of her just roaming around the halls. I thought that's a funny storyline.
Yeah, that, like, her just showing up ever. I think I wrote something about that, but it was just the best. And when she says to her mom, go upholster something,
yeah,
that
yeah.
was, like, brilliant. I'm going to use that phrase all the time.
I loved, when, like, in the beginning when they were doing rounds and, like, Izzy doesn't know the answer and Christina just chimes in and they pan over to her, like, with her IV in right. and, like, her hospital gown and...
With her underwear apparently hanging out the back, because Karev says, like, nice underwear, Yang.
Yeah.
Which, like, pink. I had a dermatologist appointment today, and I was in a gown where it was not done in the back, and that's awkward. Can't imagine walking around.
Oh, yeah. When I got my appendix out and stuff, you just get up and...
You just, there you are.
Just there. Yeah.
So, okay, you can pick a moment next.
I just picked, like, a million moments.
Okay, okay. Yeah, my note about Christina for that was actually... I wrote Christina being Christina.
Yeah.
Like,
I love our notes.
Yeah, it's just something. Okay, let's... Bailey and Derek, a friendship slash a...
Yeah, I wrote about that.
Like, they just had a lot of moments together, and I know they're going to have some in the future, too. But I feel like I like them because everyone else treats McDreamy like he is, like, a god of some sort. And Bailey just...
is not having it.
No, she's like... just all over it. She's just like, please stop.
Yeah.
Don't think so high of yourself.
It's where I think I wrote, this was my note. Derek talking to Bailey at the bar. Cool.
Cool. But also, she's like, do I look, what does she say? Do I look friendly to you?
Yeah. And Joe's like, said something
like she's a kitten or but something.
But she said, like, go sit somewhere else, McDreamy. She calls him McDreamy.
Yeah.
But it's so great when they meet up in the elevator and she has a fucking teaching moment and pulls the stop button.
Yep.
And goes off on him. And he's like, okay, I deserve that.
Yeah, he looks like a sad puppy.
Yeah.
Which I feel like she's literally the only character that can make him feel like maybe his problems aren't so bad.
She always puts him in this place.
Yeah. I mean, like, he's complaining about having two beautiful women in love with him.
Yeah.
What a conundrum.
Oh, so difficult.
I hate when that happens.
I hate when two beautiful women fall in love with me. Who do I choose?
Yeah. So I think that was great. I also think... I didn't mean to skip. But yeah, I don't know. I just... Bailey teaching moment was hardcore. I want to, like, watch a current season of Grey's now. Like, I'm excited for it to come back in the fall because I'm curious if these still happen every episode.
I was going to say, does Bailey have teaching moments in the...
Or is she done?
Well, I mean, spoiler alert, she's in, like, a different position now. Right. But I feel like she doesn't... I don't know. I feel like she doesn't really have these, like... She doesn't maybe have as much sass. Like, she's super sassy in these beginning episodes.
Well, we don't know anything about her family right now.
We still don't, do we?
We don't know if she's married. We don't know anything.
Really? We still don't know anything?
I don't think so. We haven't heard the word Tucker mentioned yet. So, you know.
So there's that.
So there's that.
Watch out.
Watch out.
Just repeating everything.
Oh, my God. Oh, listeners. I'm so sorry.
So watch out, watch out.
Wait, that was me. Your turn.
Okay.
And we can always hit back on things.
Let's hit back. Oh, I brought up, we got some sparkle eyes again. I brought up.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah, I do love that. Like, I fall in love with McDreamy when he looks at Meredith like that. Like, I wish, listeners, I'm doing it to Brie.
I'm in love with you. So in love with you.
It's like his eyes open really wide and they
like, almost get a tear in there.
They, like, glisten a little, and he just looks so...
And he gets a little smirk on his face.
Yeah, like...
And how does he do that?
Such good acting.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
He does that, though, in Bridget Jones having a baby, too.
Well, just like we filmed the Preston Burke face, which they'll have seen at this point, we should do the...
Oh, yeah. Sparkle eyes. We'll do sparkle eyes.
Sparkle eyes. Writing it on my hand.
Sparkle eyes.
Also, my notes today, like, I couldn't even... finish writing a word, like, you know, when your hand just trails off.
Oh, I did that with many of them.
Like, I literally did not write words.
I didn't either.
Okay, I want to make a point really fast.
Okay, I want to hear
your point.
It's
not really a point, but I think that Derek calling Addison an adulterous bitch is a little dramatic.
Whoa, that was...
That was too strong of words for cable television.
I kind of thought that, too. I mean, I don't think they were too strong a word. But I was like, whoa, are they allowed to say that?
Yeah, bitch? That's kind of my thought, too. It was just weird. And, like, I just...
But it's late night. It's, like, 9 o'clock. So
right.
The kiddies are in
bed. Sometimes the word bitch I just don't like.
Oh, bitch is a very...
Because it's like... It's
unless you're singing Meredith Blake's whatever her name is, bitch.
What?
I'm a bitch. Yeah. I'm a lover. I'm a child.
Okay,
I'm
yeah.
Then you really shouldn't be using that word. Or you're talking about a female dog. Or...
Or maybe,
like, sup, bitch.
Or if you're talking about yourself, like...
Yeah, God, I'm I was being such a bitch. But, like... She's a fucking bitch. It's. I know they didn't have fucking in there, but like
inserted that word.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, I don't know what I would use. I really like that.
You could have said she's an adulterous whore. Would that have been better?
I don't know. Maybe not. Biatch, probably. She's a biatch.
Stop being an adulterous woman. Stop committing adultery.
I do love. And I don't mean to always bring this up in Unqualified, the podcast with Anna Faris. She talks about wanting to bring back the C word and take ownership of it.
Cunt?
Yeah, I don't know why I said the C word. But yeah, like, she's like, I want to take ownership of that word again and use it as a strong, powerful term.
Yeah.
So I love that.
Why does it have to be a bad term?
I know. So, anyways, I thought it was a little
dramatic.
Maybe
we do that with bitch?
Also, that's what you're saying? Let's take it back.
We're taking it back. We're just two bitches.
Two bitches
bitching our way through life.
Yeah, maybe because bitches sounds funnier than, like, bitch.
Yeah.
This is a terrible conversation.
No, it's not. I'm very...
Is it good? Okay.
Well, I just think about, like, if you are called... Have you ever been called a bitch in your life?
I don't think so.
I think I have once, and it was, like, very hurtful.
Yeah, like, I would not want someone behind my back to be calling that. Maybe, like, in a fight, like, an actual vocal fight. Like
a fist fight?
Yeah, like, if we were a fisticuffs... I would want, I'd be fine with it. But, like, behind my back sound seems rude.
Did he say that behind?
He was talking to someone else, right?
Or was no, he said, stop being in a, he said it to her face.
Oh, well, that's fine.
I have the quote,
stop. Then I take it all back. It's totally fine. Said it to her face.
It's totally okay.
It's totally fine.
Huh. Well.
Well, there's that. Okay. I keep saying points. Your turn.
Oh, it's my turn? Whoa, what was that?
Probably the fly. Also, I just broke my pen. How does that happen?
Let's see.
Chief's head scar. Was that a note on yours?
No.
Because the makeup artist went a little too hardcore.
A little extreme.
It was like his hair grew back, but there was just a giant scar.
Just a huge...
Like, I want to know now in current seasons, did they continue the head scar or is it gone now?
No, I think it's gone.
Is that accurate?
Well, but I think, like... I don't want to spoiler alert. Some other people have scars and they like show it for a couple episodes and then they don't anymore.
Yeah. Budget cuts.
You can't
get the makeup artist has to go.
One of my notes is there are lots of patients.
Yeah, there was three today.
Yeah.
Okay, so there was missionary lady.
Missionary position.
Which okay, let's talk about her. Munchausen's by proxy. Or Munchausen's.
No, Munchausen's.
Okay, I understood now that the by proxy part is when like someone
gives it to you.
Right. Which, like, Bree and I also found out, we were both fascinated with this growing up.
Yeah, I read, like, memoirs and
same.
Stuff.
Same! I did a book report on
I did,
one.
Too! I bet maybe it was the same book. Was it in high school?
Yeah, but I don't think it was assigned. Like, I think I chose to do it. It must have been, like,
No, I know, because remember when you would go to the library, and the right. librarian would talk about all these new books, and you'd, like, rush up to get the one you wanted?
Yes! Oh,
that
God,
was,
I love that.
That was one of the ones she talked
same.
About, and I chose it.
Also, I feel like it was always, like, I was wandering through Barnes & Noble, and it's on that, like, top new nonfiction screen.
Yeah.
I just think it's really interesting, and also, I still read, like, weird crime and like probably terrible books, but I thought like the idea of like mothers doing that to their children was super twisted,
super weird, like in the movie The Sixth Sense.
Oh yeah. Oh, we can't talk about that.
No, especially down here. I just creeped myself
out. I have goosebumps.
Oh my God.
Why did you bring that up? Now I can't get her out.
Oh.
I seriously, my hair is standing up. What can we talk about? Puppies. Marge.
George is whipped. Man, by
oh,
all
by
of,
Chief this time.
Yeah, but that's what I mean by all of the characters. He's just,
I can't wait for him to stand up for himself.
Does he ever stand up for himself?
At some point he has to. I can't wait for him to get a haircut. Does he ever? I don't know. It's so bad. Ugh.
I just put that. Also,
Ella's in a robe on an elevator.
Alice just, when she, like, there's a shot of her, and she just turns her head and, like, enters the elevator.
Wearing, like, a satin red robe.
So good.
Which, like, how come some patients can wear hospital robes, but others get to wear whatever the fuck they want?
You know what that reminds me of is when, to answer your question, I feel like it's people who stay a long time wear.
Oh, okay.
Like.
Their own clothes.
Yeah. Where she's, like, walking onto the elevator reminds me of the scene in Signs when when the alien walks
by the camera at the birthday party.
Yeah, was Alice in that.
Wait, we need
Have you seen this, like, the Scary Movie version of it?
No, I need to, though.
Where it's really funny. Like, oh, it's like Scary Movie. I don't know.
Now we call music 18.
Yeah, it's the one where they make fun of 8 Mile too.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
It's like Scary Movie 4 or something, and there's a scene where this, like, super flamboyant alien, like, walks across the camera.
Okay, that part in Signs, though, was like,
oh! It's so terrifying. And they, like, zoom, walking Phoenix, like, jumps away from the TV.
You're right, though, that is totally Alice Gray.
Yeah, and that was
just,
her.
Because she walks, and she just slowly turns her head.
And has, like, a look on her face, so... Did we have any Burke non-faces in this episode?
We had Burke in a turtleneck, which was just...
which almost is good. Burke in a turtleneck.
Just him leaving work looks like he's going to a 70s disco ball. Like, he's wearing a golden turtleneck
it's
with...
It's gold. It's, yeah. like gold.
With, like, a light yellow jacket.
Like, creamish. And light pants.
Picture if Derek Shepherd was wearing that. It would not make sense. Why is Burke wearing it, and why does it sort of make sense?
It makes total sense.
He's just, and then he, like, whips off his coat. And it's just, like, weird.
Oh, my God. His gold turtleneck.
Also, speaking of entering, this is all over the place.
I don't care.
As when, so Alice gets in the elevator like that, but then the next scene is Derek, like, busting into the elevator.
He, like, ricochets off.
Yeah, it was, like, closing. It's before Bailey's teaching moment. And he just, like, slams into it. Very strange.
I wonder if he, like, accidentally did that on a take and they're like, wait, no, do that again. Yeah, because it's good.
Or if they just took that one.
Yeah.
Also, that must be, well, obviously it's not a real elevator, but, like, it's got to go far back for the filming crew to always be able to, like, film.
Oh, I see what you mean. To be, like, in the back of the elevator.
Right, and then switch it so that it sees them coming in. It must be two different elevators. They must have to move sets to do those scenes.
Yeah, we should research in the elevator. I feel like there's some bloopers of them, like, trying to open the door and, like, it not opening.
Ooh, bloopers. That's all I want to watch.
I want to watch bloopers right now, too.
Bye, guys.
Bye. We're going to go watch some bloopers.
Just kidding.
Some of my favorite bloopers to watch are The Office and
Parks and Rec.
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh, I've never seen the Always Sunny ones.
Oh, my God. They're so funny.
The Office is so good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, just because they still keep filming it as if they might use the take.
Yeah.
It just, so good. What if Grey's was shot in the same way The Office was? Like, where they break the third wall and talk? Like, can you imagine a scene and then, like, Christina just, like, looking into the camera? Like,
but they do one episode like that.
No.
You don't remember?
They not do the musical episode?
Oh, God, not the musical. Spoiler alert, it's, like, after season 6. And it's, like, Seattle Grace. Like, after the drama or whatever.
Oh, kind of. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's coming back. It's all coming back.
It's all coming back to me now. Celine Dion.
Your turn.
I wrote about how Bailey... This isn't... I didn't really mean to write the note this way, but Bailey has a lot of patients that she's cheeky with, I said. But, like, she has, throughout the season, she has a lot of, like, patients that she goes back in history with that we don't know. But, like, in this episode, we find out,
we've known
you for 10 years and stuff, too. Like, but I feel like none of the other doctors really have that.
Except Richard.
Richard.
But also... I just knew going into this one when she's talking about her patient, how she doesn't call the parent until it's whatever. It was like, oh, this isn't going to end well.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like this is one of those moments where she needed to give herself a teaching moment.
Yeah.
And no one was there to give her one.
No. Well, like, even Meredith tried to step in and was like, you're getting tired, and...
It didn't work.
No.
Yeah, so... Yeah.
That was sad, though.
Bailey needs a Bailey.
Chief is her Bailey.
but Chief was busy with Ellis. Make you know.
Oh, yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, which it's really interesting to see. This is why, like, in watching this again, I realize how good of an actress the person that plays Ellis Gray is. Because she can be, like, 8 different characters in one episode.
She can be the alien from Signs.
How did I not even know you were going there? That was good. You caught me by surprise. But then, like, with Richard, she just, like, is so, like, she was, like, a different character. Like, you liked her. You were like, oh, she's lovable.
Yeah. It's really weird. When she's, like, giving, like, the consult and, like, looking at the bullet and stuff. And also, when she was sitting in her room and I was like, where did she get all these charts?
Then
was she looking at magazines, though?
No, I think it was charts, because then there was that part where George was like, I'm busy making fake charts for fake patients.
So I missed that part.
So I think George was supplying her with, like, fake patients.
Amazing.
Yeah, which is really incredible.
George is so good. Oh, and then George at the end, like, stepping in and putting on the little fuzzy things, you know, handcuff things on Ellis.
Richard didn't have to. Yeah, that part kind of killed me a little bit. It was real sad. I love to Meredith and... Well, I love that Meredith never really lectures Christina about being in bed. Like, she kind of does, but very, like, half-heartedly. And then they're talking about their moms. And I think it's Christina that goes... Or no, Meredith goes, do you think we're like them? Our mothers? And I laughed because I feel like Christina is like Ellis Gray. Like, Ellis is bopping in and out of places and, like... Doing, you know what I mean, like, in denial that she's a patient, and, like, that was
Christina. That was Christina. I also loved how Christina, I wrote that Christina can listen to Meredith and also read charts. And they, like, do this in multiple episodes.
Yes.
Where, like, Christina's like, oh my god, this is happening, or whatever, and Meredith is like, what, this? And then she's like, no, not that, but then, like, responds to what Meredith had just previously said. I'm like, those are best friends right there. Who can, like,
multitask,
hear what you're saying, and, like, just kind of agree with what you're saying, but also do what they need to do.
Right, and she says, it's your territory, and she's peeing on it, talking about Addison, yeah. Like that, like how she disagreed with her right away.
Yeah.
Also, in that same scene, again, I love scenes with all the interns when they're, like, all together,
mm-hmm.
And Christine is listing all the patients, and then George says, you're the crazy woman on 4, like, when they're talking about the Munchausen's person.
Yeah. Can I talk about my favorite scene? Or not yet?
Yes, you may. Let's take a really quick break.
Okay.
I just talked to no one. I hit play instead of record. We're back! Except I was gonna say, it's not like it matters to you. The intro, or the, like, transition is, like, 6 seconds long.
And then we're back.
Okay, Bree's going to talk about her favorite scene.
Okay, this is why I love this episode.
And this is, like, I feel like you like this scene. Like, it is in your top, maybe, like, 20 Grey's moments.
I would say it's in my top 5.
Really?
It's that high.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
I love this scene.
Tell me about it.
So, when Christina finds out that she was right about, or, like, that their patient had Munchausen's. And her mom was asking her? Christina, the whole episode has been saying she's fine.
Right.
And, like, I think her mom ends up asking her something, and Christina's like, I'm fine, and Izzy comes in and then tells her what happened with the patient. And Christina is just like, I was right. I was right. And then all of a sudden it just starts coming. Because you know she's been building up, like, right, not crying this whole episode. And I wrote, Christina breaking down is the best thing ever. Because it's funny, but it's also very real.
Right. Like, we've all been there.
Yeah. And, like, just the smallest thing just pushes you over the edge.
And it has, like, nothing to do with what she's actually going through.
Right, right. And the best part is when, like, Meredith comes running in and George and Izzy are standing there and she's just, like, sobbing on the bed. And Meredith is, like, grabs the mother and is like, we don't do mothers here, and, like, makes her mom leave. And then Christina screaming, somebody sedate me. So good.
Is all of us.
That's how, like, because she doesn't want to be feeling these emotions anymore. She's like,
right,
you know, stop. Like, I did the crying thing. Like, I don't want to do it. And somebody sedate me.
Also, so many good moments in that, too. Like, Meredith goes to touch her, and she starts crying harder, and Izzy's like, tried that, doesn't work, yeah. Made it worse.
Yeah.
And then George says she's going to dehydrate, which, like, I was like...
And then he, like, screams at her, Christina, do you want some water? And she's like, no.
Which, like, can you dehydrate from crying? There's no way. You don't
I'm need sure that. You could.
Really?
Not, like, completely. Yeah. I'm sure you don't, after you, like have a long sob, you don't want to drink a glass of water. I always do.
That's true. But yeah, that moment is so good. And also her acting. And like, how do you do that in acting? Is she really crying? Is so good.
Yeah, I don't know.
And how do you not laugh when the person across from you is acting like that?
Yeah. And it's like, I just love it. It was like the perfect amount of like, oh, I feel bad for you. But also it was funny to me, like the somebody sedate right. me. And then when Bert comes in his gold turtleneck.
In his gold turtleneck.
I like remember being in like seventh or eighth grade watching that and like getting the most intense GGBs about like wanting a man to hold me like that. Like hold me in
he
a
puts
bed.
His legs over
yeah,
her
and
like,
just like
yeah.
kisses her forehead and like
I love that he makes eye contact with the mom and then decides he doesn't care and he puts yeah. his stuff away and Christina's mom's like she doesn't want to be touched and then he just moves in closer.
Well, and Christina looks at him longingly when she says that. Like she doesn't have the strength to be like, no, I want to be touched by you. I don't want to be touched by anyone else.
And then I actually love in that moment too, like Christina's mom doesn't say anything. She just smiles and she just understands.
And she kind of goes back to what she's doing.
Even though her mom is like kind of nuts, like which like so is Meredith's. So it's like in the theme of the show.
Yeah.
But I feel like but she's smart enough and she knows like that she just needs this person
in that moment. And well, because her mother too had been like kind of giving her shit about like who's the father,
right? Don't you feel like this episode, besides that moment, because the last one was kind of heavy,
last one was very heavy,
so I feel like this one was a lot lighter, like
but there was the Bailey moment where she lost her patient, like that was pretty heavy. But other than that, like it really was
a lot lighter than the one before.
I feel like all like the heavy moments came at the very end.
Correct.
Like throughout the whole episode, it was pretty light. And I think that's why I said like this is one of my favorite episodes and I hate this episode.
Right, because it's like
because like you have to 10 minutes of like yes at the end.
Right.
And you said like this episode makes you want to keep watching more.
Yeah, like I was not sad. Like we turned it off and I was like, I want to watch one more. Like I'm not sad, which maybe when we start combine, if we ever combine.
Yeah,
like,
maybe
that would have been one where I'd have been like, let's watch the next one because there was not enough to talk about.
Yeah.
What is this? We also. I don't know. I think even though I kind of know what happens, I kind of don't remember. Like, it'll be interesting to see, where Burke and Christina go from here. Because,
do they get back together? I know, ultimately. Because
they just, like, broke a barrier right there.
Yep.
Like, he stepped in. And then also, now we can talk about, like, Meredith and Derek. Like, Meredith, I think, thought they were going out to eat at the end. Or to the bar for, like, drinks and to start being a couple again.
Yeah.
And she finds out he didn't sign the marriage or the divorce papers.
Yeah.
So I feel like they both reversed again. Like, they're in very opposite places.
Which fucking sucks. Because he's sitting there, like, tapping his pen, like, should I sign? And he gives her all, like, the confidence that he is going to sign. Like, there's no reason that I wouldn't sign these. And then what changes in his head? Addison say something?
No. It's the patient, the guy that got shot in the head,
who says, I forgot about that.
Because he cheated on his wife, and he's like, you don't know how dumb you feel when you lose the person you love. It's like he heard the other point of view from someone other than Addison.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's all it takes is a third party.
Yeah. That's so true.
And, like, I get it. Like, if I were in their shoes, like, even if someone cheats on you, how do you throw away a marriage that fast? Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, because it sounds like they were best friends and they were together for a very long time. And so
it's not as easy as just like you cheated on me. And you know, it really, like, it bothers me when, like, I'm sure some people have watched this and been like, fuck Addison. Like, she cheated. Like, that's it. Like, cheating, there's a line. If you cheat, like, never go back. But, like, God, the heart does some things in those moments that you just sometimes don't have control over.
Right, exactly. And so I feel like that was one of those. And I also think, like, when you're sitting there and you're Derek and you're sitting with those papers, how do you sign something that it's almost like choosing not to, like, do not resuscitate.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, it's like a decision that you just, it's harder
once
you're faced with it. Right.
I mean, it's literally like a death. Divorce is like a death.
Right.
A death.
A death. It's a death. Can you try to explain to me, like, I understand that, like, Karev and Izzy have something. But what the fuck happened at the end there?
It's because Karev found out he didn't pass his exam.
Yeah. So he's in a bad mood.
He's in his, like, headspace of, like, shit.
Okay. I was like, wait, why is he not being like that?
Right, because the only reason I know that is because I've rewatched this many times and always said thought that was weird, and then I remember.
It's because he just found out he didn't pass the test.
Yeah, and he's always, whenever he finds out bad news and stuff,
puts up a wall.
He's a recluse and he doesn't.
Right.
I mean, he still showed up and, like, oh, that scene was so awkward, though, when Izzy went to go kiss him on the cheek and he was like, ugh,
and yeah, and she's like, oh, okay. Also, Izzy is, like, your classic, like, what you wear in the 90s, this is 2000s, like mid-2000s dressed up.
Oh, yeah.
A satin fitted dress.
It reminds me of the scene from Never Been Kissed where
I just thought that movie would be my life.
All three of those girls at the end are different types of Barbies and they all wear like satiny dress things.
It also reminds me of when she was in the movie Wish Upon a Star.
Oh my God, I love that movie. I think we've talked about it on here before.
We should watch that again.
Yeah, I think it's on Netflix.
It used to be. Yeah. Which it was like the only Netflix movie that like the movie cover image was just the words. It like didn't have
have like an image.
Because I don't think it ever like came out on DVD.
No, it was like a Disney Original Channel movie.
Oh my God.
She drove that Jeep and she wore white lipstick and belly shirts and I wanted to be her.
If we ever have another podcast, can it be where we watch Disney Channel original movies and then talk about it?
Yes, but how do you find them? That's really difficult.
That's true. I bet there's a way. I bet torrents. Which I don't really understand how torrents
work. I don't get it, but let's do it. Pirate Bay.
LimeWire.
Napster.
You win. That's a fun game.
Ooh, let's do category.
Okay.
Just for housies.
Ooh, okay. Should we?
Yeah.
Okay. Izzy Stevens.
What's the category? Izzy Stevens?
Oh, I thought we were just doing word associations.
Is that what we're doing?
Oh, we can do either. Let's do categories.
Okay.
Right. Okay. let's do, what's a good category? Doctors at Seattle Grace?
Sure.
It's very easy.
Well, but I don't know.
Preston Burke.
Derek Shepherd.
Meredith Grey.
Izzy Stevens.
I was going to say Christina Aguilera. Last names is hard.
Yeah.
Okay, we're done with that one.
Oh.
Can we play word association?
Sure.
Okay, we'll just go for like, I'll watch the thing. We'll go for like 30 seconds, okay?
So just anything that has
whatever to do with whatever comes to your brain, okay. The next word. Okay. Scalpel.
Surgery.
Bokeh.
Asian.
Christina.
Yang.
Upholstery.
Chair.
Couch.
Living room.
Basement.
Underground.
Flies.
Bees.
Oh, weeds.
Flowers.
Dandelions.
Daffodils.
That was hard. And probably
we're nowhere near Grey's Anatomy anymore.
No,
we started daffodils with scalpel and ended on daffodils.
Yeah. Okay, so you explained the Alex thing to me, which again, I feel like so the next episode I'm predicting like
it's gonna be bad
because Izzy's gonna be like, "What the fuck, Alex?" And then Meredith's gonna be like, "Ugh, Derek is."
Whatever. I know this next scene.
Oh, you suck. And then
I remember
Burke and Christina are going to be like maybe making love and on call rooms again, but maybe they'll use a condom this time.
Yeah. And like be a little safer and smarter about their
choices. They're doctors. How do you accidentally get pregnant?
Well, maybe she thought she couldn't. Maybe the condom broke. Maybe.
That's true. Spontaneous.
Things failed. Contraception fails.
I know.
But you're right. You make good points.
I'm trying to see if I have any stray things that weren't talked about, because all of my notes were very strange.
I love that my last note is Burke's turtleneck. That's mine.
Well, I have Burke's outfit, and then my last note is I want to keep watching more.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Oh. When Bailey has to call time of death on her patient, which is a very sad moment,
mm-hmm.
All I kept thinking was, I wish we had a clock that was in military time.
Oh my God, so we could just
much
read
easier
it.
Easier yeah. to tell time of death.
Yeah, maybe we should invest in one.
Also, we know that Addison is staying here for the long run because she said if there's a slightest chance of Derek wanting her, She's staying put. She's bold.
And on the beginning credits, it said, like, special guest or guest starring Kate Walsh. And it was like, oh, she's still guest star. But
right. So we'll know.
Not for long.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see where that goes.
Also, we didn't really talk much about, we found out Ellis kissed the chief. Like, I know we brought it up, but we didn't really talk about
it. It's really bad because we are like, the shock factor is not exist for us.
Yeah. But like,
it should, because that is fucking crazy.
But we know, like, something's been coming up, especially when he was like, you were supposed to take care of her. Chief says that to George. Right. And then George is kind of like, what? Like, no.
Also, like, how, like,
too emotional.
When Meredith told Richard that she had Alzheimer's in that, like, a couple episodes ago, and he got really quiet, and, like, so, like, clearly,
we know something's been building.
And now we know that at some point, like, there was a moment where they were in love.
Right, which we don't really know when, because we know that she was married to Meredith's father.
Right.
Yeah. And so, like, yeah, when we're...
And how is Meredith
Chief has been married to Adele, so when and how is Meredith going to react to this? Is she ever going to find out? Like,
right.
We know all of these things, but I can imagine watching this for the first time. That was a big moment of, like, holy shit, what's that about?
Also, it'll be... It was very Notebook-esque then when she, like, after kissing, she was like, I shouldn't be here. And that made me really sad, that whole just, like, becoming lucid and realizing... Yeah. But I want to know, like, if she realized that, like, that she kissed him, or I don't know what, but...
Or, like, that she was in, like, surgery and shouldn't be in surgery, right. Or what was going on.
I feel like we never get to know... There's, like, a couple few moments in where we see Ellis as Ellis current, but a lot of times she lives in this past space.
Yeah.
Which, it would be really cool to, like, I know, like, what if there was, like, a spinoff of, like, that time, like, when she was the badass surgeon that she was? Like, that would be kind of a cool spinoff.
That'd be a really cool spin-off.
Because it wouldn't
be like back in like the 70s and 80s and like...
And her and Richard are interns together.
Yeah.
And it would be different actors and stuff, but that would be really great.
Should we write it? Send it to Shonda?
George can play Thatcher. Meredith can play Alice.
What would it be called?
Oh,
Grey's Anatomy.
Alice's. I don't know, but I just kept thinking like, oh, that'd be really cool to see what that was like.
Yeah.
Because I bet it was juicy. I mean, she was, like, from what we can gather, she and Richard had something, and she was married. So, like, how's that all
work? Yeah. I do like, though, that even, like, some things happened to Ellis and stuff. But her character still somehow develops, like, in these later seasons. Yes. Like, with, like, memories and things.
Right.
And I love, like, that you keep learning about her. Because I do think she's a very interesting character.
Oh, yeah, totally.
And it's totally shaped and affected Meredith.
And always not, sometimes not the greatest ways.
Yeah. So, but I just wanted to touch back on that one because I didn't feel like we gave it enough.
I feel like I'm going to talk to you as soon as we hit play about something, or stop, about some things that I don't want to, I don't even want to say spoiler alert. It's like too much.
Too many things. Yeah.
Right. It's very hard not to, but I'll wait.
We'll probably have coming soon, like, us, there's a couple articles that we've read that we want to do, like, an episode on.
Yeah.
And they're very spoiler alert. But we'll make sure, if you're watching this, like, episode by episode, well, you're probably ahead by now.
Yes.
But we will, like, in the title, like, don't listen.
Or put it in the little intro.
Yeah.
I'm going to look up goofs.
Oh, yeah, goof to goofs.
Okay, so we have some thingies. Okay, notes and trivia.
Okay.
The episode's title originated from the song Deny, 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 originally sung by Brooks and Dunn.
I don't know that song.
Me either. Okay, there is a continuity error, which I love that word, continuity.
You do?
Yeah, I do. When Bailey mentioned that Jeremiah Tate was her patient was at least 5 years, this is impossible as Bailey is a fourth-year surgical resident. Who knows this? Who sits here?
That's pretty good.
And is like, oh, let me look up. Can't be 5 years ago. Mm-mm. That's just really interesting. Also,
they don't have a real job.
I'm looking forward, which this isn't a spoiler alert, but this episode 12 of the season is called Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Reindeer. It is. You're right. All of these are all songs. How did we miss that for so long?
Well, oh, I was sorry, talking to friend Amanda about this.
Friend Amanda.
And Amanda, and she was like, wait, did you and Abby really not realize that they weren't all songs? And I was like, well, no. And then she was like, well, I guess it makes sense because you guys were watching it like on TV and like with box DVDs. And
oh, so it has the name.
No, you wouldn't see the name. She's like, whereas she started watching it on Netflix where you see the name every time. So she'd be like, oh, another song. But when we started watching it, we would just
in the olden
watch
days,
it on the TV, you know?
In the olden days.
Yeah.
Which I, you know, I don't think I had GGBs this whole episode.
You didn't get any with Christina and Berg at the end?
Yes, with the Cuddle Fest.
Yeah.
But yeah. Other than that, like...
No, there were no other GGBs.
No, and...
Not even... No even tiny ones with Bailey and the patient? I didn't really.
No, I really didn't. Really I didn't feel like they me. Didn't... She didn't... Bailey didn't, like, have enough of a reaction as I wanted.
She didn't sell it enough.
She didn't sell.
Damn it, Bailey.
We need another take.
Do it again.
You know, and I
were those the only notes in trivia?
Yeah, that was it. It was short.
Wow.
Shorty.
There were no goofs?
No, I'm telling you, this was a weird episode for me.
It was this is why this is probably a weird episode of this podcast.
Yeah.
It was.
I feel like you deserve something better than this, listeners.
I don't know.
Actually, I like
some
it.
Pretty great quality stuff.
That's true. And, you know, we're just in a new space. We're just trying to catch our bearings.
Yeah, and there's a fly still fucking flying around.
Yeah, so... okay, I'm going to rate this prety dang low. Okay.
Well, we're doing 1 to 10 scalpels.
Okay,
now.
1 to 10. I'm going to do something. If I took out the Burke Christina moment, it would be literally out of a scale of 10, like maybe a 4 for me.
Okay, because I was going to kind of do something with that too, so I'm happy that you did that.
Yeah, but like accounting for that scene is like up in the 7 and 8s for me.
I agree. I am on. So do you average it to like a 5.5?
I guess so.
Because that's probably what I would give it. Here's what I would do. Take that out. I would rate it like 4, maybe 5 scalpels.
Yeah.
Out of 10. Just that scene alone, that's like a 9 scalpels to me. It's like my one out of, like, one of my top 5 favorite moments.
It's a classic.
Yeah.
All right, so we're averaging it at like around a 5 or a 6. Probably 5.
5, I would say, probably.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Not great. Really didn't do it for me.
No, me either. But that's okay, because
we have to have those episodes.
So
they can't
more.
All be great. Which sucks, because when I think about this episode, I think about, oh my god, I love this episode. But because I only think about that last scene.
Because it ends with it.
Yeah. Oh my god, I just love this episode so much. And I, watching it today, I realized, and analyzing it, I really don't like this episode.
No.
I just like those scenes at the end.
It'd be like one of those that's really good in a montage when you put all the things
together. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe
we should make a montage.
Whenever we do like a workshop or something, one of the questions we always ask people as an icebreaker is like, what's your guilty pleasure?
Mm-hmm.
And mine at first I think like, oh, rewatching episodes of Grey's or Shameless or whatever. And then I'm like, nope. It's actually watching fan-made videos on YouTube of compilations of things that happen on those shows.
I love shit
like the
that.
Meredith Derek compilations,
yeah.
So good.
Yeah, we should probably watch one tonight.
Yeah, we probably should.
We should make one.
I don't know how to. How do they steal the footage?
I don't know.
Maybe someone will make a fan made compilation of all of our podcasts.
Of all our funny jokes?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, maybe we'll do it and say someone else did it.
There we go. Put it up on the internet.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
Let's end this while we're ahead.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
fans.
You can call.
Lovers, doctors, patients.
Scalpels.
This episode has a DNR.
has a DNR.
And it's time of death is 21:45.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.